Real income rose by 3.2% in 2016.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Support for Economic Pulse comes from West End Associates, offering expertise on residential rental brokerage and property management and personal investment real estate consultation. For information, 610-435-9669 or westendassociates.com.
According to the Census Bureau, median household income rose to $59,039 in 2016, an increase of 3.2% over 2015's level after adjustment for inflation. The nation's official poverty rate also dropped in 2016 and is now eventually back where it was in 2007, the year before the Great Recession. Last year, the percentage of people without health insurance coverage also decreased. The percentage of people without health insurance coverage for the entire 2016 was 8.8%, down from 9.1% in 2015. And more importantly, this is a significantly reduction from the 13.3% in 2013, when 42 million Americans were not covered by any health insurance. In 2016, that number is down to 28 million. In 2016, median income of households with two income earners was 95% higher, close to almost twice as much as those with a single earner. This was not always the case. In the 1980s, this ratio was between 65 to 70%, and it was below 90% all the way up to 2005. This does not indicate gender pay equality. This study is based on households and not gender. Changes in household composition can easily explain minor changes in the ratio. However, a significant change, like from 65% to 95%, does indicate some reduction in gender pay inequality at the level of median income over the last 30 years. We are always told that education makes a significant change in our earning abilities. Let's see if the data supports that. In 2016, households without any member with at least a high school diploma earned less than half the average. Those with high school diploma earned two-thirds of the average. A community college degree rose the household's earning to 3% above the average. Those with a four-year college degree earned 1.5 times the average. And professional degree earned their households close to 2.5 times the average. So yes, education does actually pay. Let's look at the change in median income since the 1980s. During the Reagan years, median income rose by 8%. In the pursuing Bush administration, household income dropped by 3%. During Clinton years, households saw a whopping 14% increase in their income. However, their income dropped by 4% during the following 8 years with George W. Bush. During Obama administration, median household income rose by 5%. However, due to the Great Recession, income had dropped by 5% by 2012. And then it rose by 11% in the last 4 years. So the recovery in median household income was going on pretty strong. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.